your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Well, we've been hearing a lot about the mommy bloggers, Jody Hildebrandt and Ruby Frankie, and specifically the counseling or therapeutic practice in which Jody Hildebrandt was running the Connections classroom. I still don't understand why she named it that with a weird X in it. Connection.
It should be different, I'm thinking.
C-O-N-N-E-X-I-O-N-S. At first, I was like, is there like a Connie involved in this? And you're,
right?
Because if your name was Connie, it would make more sense of like, oh, you're using your name into this thing. But it's not. It's just weird. We have reviews here from real people who have allegedly seen Jody Hildebrandt over the last several years while she was practicing. And I got to say, not a lot of people have a lot of good things to say. And I should also note that the website jodyhildebrandt.com is where we're finding these.
Oh, shut up. Are you serious?
The site appears to have been created, I think, after everything. Or has been repossessed or something because it goes into detail about who she is. Like the front page is about her ways of teaching and all of that. And then we go into reviews, child abuse arrest, license on probation and all that. But it really tells the story of Jody. There's even an option of if you were someone who saw her and you want to share your story, you can do that at jodyhildebrandt.com as well. It is not our website. We are not running this thing. I'm just reading the reviews off of it. So we'll go through a handful of these today. We'll start with this one. It says, I'd like to leave a review for others as a warning to avoid Jody Hildebrandt and her teaching and philosophy at all costs. It cost me a marriage, and she used a shaming method on me and others in the group I attended as control. My former wife and I had our issues, but it wasn't until we had individual sessions that these distortions, she said, were there, turned into distortions that cost a marriage and divided a family. I once had a billing issue regarding the time of a session. She would frequently call me from her car with spotty service, and our conversation would drop sometimes up to 10 to 15 a minute. Yet she would charge me for a full session. When I approached her about it, she blew up and started yelling and accused me of trying to get more session time than I paid for. There is not one good thing about her or her program. It should be investigated for fraud and misconduct for multiple HIPAA violations. She would share my name, other clients' information. She does more harm than good. Someone referred to her as a wolf in sheep's clothing. I would refer to her as Satan in saints clothing. I will be spending as much effort that I can to warning people about her and her own distortion and shame she puts on others. That's just one of them. Here's another one from Dan. This apparently was about 3 months ago it came in. It says, I have grave concerns about the organization called Connections Classroom and Moms of Truth. My husband and I took the first course of couples and benefited from being reminded to not tell ourselves unhelpful, untrue stories and to invite one another to listen when we feel we have another perspective to share. We're grateful for the correct principles we were reminded of through the course material. However, there were some serious red flags we witnessed while taking the course and through subsequent exposure to Connections. Though I recognize there is a need for helpful counseling to help real relationships, destructive division is actually what Connections is perpetrating. The biggest problem I see is that Jody and Ruby do not use the principles they purport to teach. Instead of golden rule type language and patient understanding interactions, they are often harshly and forcefully shame and batter people down in a brash and cruel manner when they ask questions or have concerns, though they are kind to those who agree with them. In all fairness, Jody appears to have started off her career with noble intentions, but those intentions are all called into question by past and current professional peers who see her methods and manners as emotionally and mentally detrimental, even abusive. Ruby, who is known by many for her role as a YouTube influencer and a person trying to help families succeed at home, is a gifted and intelligent woman, but something has changed. For example, Jody and Ruby seem to think themselves synonymous with truth, always written with a capital T, which makes it appear that there's some type of God complex going on, and it gives off warning signs of a cult-like mentality. Ruby and Jody quickly make judgments about a situation without knowing or seeking to know enough of the details, and have been known to reflect truth by saying, I feel sorry for you. It's obviously that you are lost. Your anxiety / depression / suicidal tendencies are a result of not taking responsibility for your feelings. Your children have no right to privacy. I recommend you kick your daughter out, regardless of her serious heart condition, etc.
Oh.
The tone and the way these mothers treat people and give advice commonly goes against nearly every principle taught in professional psychology, counseling, teaching, and mentoring. It's painful to watch and heart-wrenching to read about, knowing that desperate or faithful followers may very well follow their counsel. I feel obligated to warn those investigating Connections or Moms of Truth to be aware that these women have become master manipulators who are experts at pulling vulnerable individuals in, making them doubt themselves, their spouses, children, siblings, etc., until one day realize their own family relationships have disintegrated. Please look closely at the current lives and families of Jody and Ruby and talk to their family members, immediate and extended, before jumping to any counseling with them. Lots of people not very happy.
Well, and here's something that I'm noticing as you're reading these. At first I was thinking, is this a bunch of people just jumping onto a website, they heard a news story, and they're just ripping them to shreds? Because we've seen that.
This doesn't appear to be that. These have been reviews that I believe have been pulled from other places, as well as what's been sent in.
They're very thoughtful and detailed. It's not just, I had a shitty, you know, session with this person. It's extremely detailed and feels extremely genuine.
A female requested anonymous to submit this one. Said, Jody got my kids to believe all the lies their mother told them. She wasn't given permission to speak to their mother. Told the children as a professional to block your father from being able to call, text, or any other communication via cell phone. I don't trust this company. They're using brainwashing tactics to manipulate you. They intentionally make you feel bad about yourself and you slander. Please stay away from this company at all costs. They are a scam. That's Anna Marie from 6 months ago. Here's another one. I have a different history with Jody than most. I'm a pretty well-known therapist that was trained under Jody for a year. As I was trained under her, I saw her tear apart families and destroy relationships. I believe she's evil, and I don't say that lightly. I've done so much therapy for people coming out of her cult who were traumatized by her therapy. I don't have an axe to grind, but I'm tired of watching people get hurt by her work. I'm reluctant to speak out against colleagues and other therapists. However, I wouldn't mind somehow, some way, helping people see that she is dangerous. Quite a crazy story and path that Jody Hildebrandt seemed to take. You can tell from her writings and the way that she's handled things. She hates men. So if yes. you're a male going in for counseling with your spouse, you will not be married much longer because she will do everything to manipulate the wife to leave the husband and very much tear apart any fabric of that relationship that is left. I'm curious as to what her past is, as to why she hates men in such a way, and why she doesn't just keep it within her own circle of not having men around or not, you know, fuck. I mean, I'm curious as to how much that also plays into how she was duct taping some of the boys that were children that she was taking care of. But I'm curious as to why this is such vicious activity that is lashing out, and she's actively has tried and has succeeded at destroying other relationships when clearly it didn't need to go there. It was just her exercising her power, if you will, and then seeing the results of that power being something that was destroyed.
You know, and it's interesting that you bring that up. I've got a niece who is a therapist, and she pointed me in the direction of ethical things. And basically, I'm staring at it right now. What am I looking at? It is the, let me look at it. The mission, the code of ethics for the ACA Governing Council, so American Counseling Association. And there is a specific, well, there's a ton of different things that they talk about, but the one I'm looking at here is avoiding harm and imposing values. Counselors act to avoid harming their clients, trainees, and research participants, and to minimize or to remedy unavoidable or unanticipated harm. Counselors are aware of and avoid imposing their own values, attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors. And it goes on and on. And it sounds as though she has a vendetta, that there's something that she is trying to achieve, trying to bring these people into her bubble like a cult. And I'm trying to figure out what exactly it is.
I think it's isolate. I mean, it just seems like she's trying to isolate people. And then the ones that agree with her, she's really tries to be tight with and nice, and then removes the other ones that are not part, that won't go along with her. And whether that means breaking up a marriage or any sort of relationship, it doesn't seem to bother her at all. I mean, this is really how the principles of a lot of Scientology goes, and several other religions where there's isolation that takes place, where either you're with us or against us, and there's really not a whole lot of middle ground.
Man, so it's just frightening. And it makes you wonder how many other people in these positions are there lurking out there. Yeah. I mean, we go into counseling hoping to better ourselves and better our lives and make things a little more agreeable and tolerable in our lives and come out worse people. Well, that's not why we enter therapy.
No, I mean, I think people should, and I'm 100% pro therapy. I think everyone should get it, actually, whether you feel you need it or not. I think it's helpful and a wonderful thing with the right therapist. Yeah. Or the right counselor. But that's something too, where if you get into it and it's not clicking and it's not working, then yeah, you have every right to look somewhere else. But I think a big thing that happens quite often is people don't like being told things they don't want to hear, which sometimes that comes out in therapy. It's not supposed to be a cakewalk. It's supposed to be working through feelings and emotions. And it seems like Jody played on that of, oh yeah, that, you know, it's fine. You're going to feel bad, but that's not the goal. It's working through things. It's not shaming people. It's not doing all that, like the things she was doing. It's, you know, peeling back the layers of the onion and trying to work through past traumas. Seems like this one was just trying to create more trauma.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the opposite of that. You go in with trauma and deal with it instead of come out with new trauma.
You want to read more of the reviews, JodyHildebrandt.com is the website, and you can learn all sorts of lovely things about, as she was described, what was it, Satan in saint's clothing.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.